And the trouble with our world, of course, or one of the great troubles of our world, is that you might say Jews don't have dealings with Samaritans. A doesn't have dealings with B, and B doesn't have dealings with A, and X doesn't have dealings with Y. And we are endlessly, as human beings, putting ourselves into groups that identify themselves by who they don't have dealings with. We're not like them over there. We're the right and they're the wrong, and until they make some move away from the wrong that they're in, we're not going to have any dealings with them. Jesus didn't agree with everyone. He didn't affirm everyone in where they were. Often the encounter with him was sharply challenging, or it might, as this morning's does, draw people into completely new and unexpected territory. But there's nobody that he doesn't have dealings with. A in our world does not deal with B. Sadly, on the very site where this conversation traditionally took place, there are Jews who won't have dealings with Christians. There's a Christian and Orthodox church on the site of Jacob's Well. And there are extremist Jewish settlers within striking distance, I use the word advisedly, of Sychar, of the site of the well of the Samaritan woman, who can't cope with the fact that there's a Christian church on the site, and who will work very hard to try to demolish it and to do away with the priest who looks after it, as they murdered his predecessor. His predecessor was working in his vegetable garden one day when extremists killed him with his own hoe that he was using to work the ground. The man who's there at the moment, I think still there, whom some of us were lucky enough to meet when we went on our parish pilgrimage to the Holy Land 3 years ago now, the man who's still there is a man of just extraordinary courage, who, in spite of every danger and every explicit threat to his life, insist on staying there, looking after the church and welcoming pilgrims to the place. Well, that's one little example of A not dealing with B, but of course the examples can be replicated endlessly around the world. What can we do? We can pray. We can always pray. We should pray. We should pray for that monk who on his own looks after the church at the site of the well. But above all, we can take responsibility for talking to anyone and everyone, whoever they are, however beyond our pale they might be. We at least can do that. We can be willing to talk to anyone and everyone, and never to say to ourselves that Jews don't have dealings with Samaritans, I don't have dealings with them. Well, they might not have dealings with me, but I can do my best to be open to dealing with them. In the name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.